Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grant and Danny, Nats Park, the scene, game one tonight, Cubs, Nationals, Division Series Baseball. We are here all day long. We are painting the station red. We'll get right back into the Nats at 1. Jim Bowden joins us in about 13 minutes. He was the GM of the Nationals before Mike Rizzo. Right now, though, we want to get you set for a big weekend ahead in college football tomorrow. What a great sports day ahead of the Nats and the Cubs, game two of the Division Series. Matt Fortuna of the All-American joins us. Matt, there's some brilliant games tomorrow. Which one is your favorite on the Saturday slate?
You know, I know there are the big rivalry games with Florida State and Miami and, of course, Michigan State, Michigan. But I'm looking out west, two Pac-12 games, two late Pac-12 games, Washington State at Oregon and Stanford at Utah. I'm not sure any of us know what to expect out of both those games. I mean, it's called Pac-12 After Dark for a reason. But I'm really curious to see how Wazoo responds from what really could be a program-defining win. I mean, are they going to let up and be happy and satisfied with that? Or is this a team that's a real playoff contender? Now, they're going to a tough place in Austin Stadium in Eugene that you know, is not kind to visitors, but they're playing an Oregon team that doesn't know who its starting quarterback's going to be yet, given the injury to Justin Herbert last week. So that's the one game in the Pac-12 I'm looking forward to. The other, of course, Stanford at Utah. I just don't know what to make of Stanford so far. They have who might be the best running back in the country, in Bryce Love. But they've lost two games, and in one of them, they did not look competitive at all against USC, whereas Utah now might have an opening in that Pac-12 South, with USC looking a little bit vulnerable after a loss last week. It might be the best conference in college football. It's certainly the craziest so far, and that's why I'm looking forward to it so much tomorrow night.
Matt, team that I feel like nobody's talking about, and maybe in your circles of extensive college football banter, people are talking about them, but I feel like TCU is not getting enough attention for, A, what they did last week on the road at OK State, this week West Virginia, a test that I think they will pass, but they've been really impressive to me, but still kind of outside that elite conversation looking in. Your thoughts on them?
No, I agree with you. It seems like every other year we kind of sleep on Gary Patterson and that Horned Frogs defense, and they go about proving us wrong again and again, and it's no different so far through four games. I was absolutely shocked to see them have the kind of success against Oklahoma State that they had 2 weeks ago, just given how potent that Cowboys offensive attack had looked in the three games prior to that. It's nice to see them get game day, you know, to get some national attention, like we were just saying. They always seem to fly under the radar. It's going to be an interesting matchup against West Virginia. I mean, the Mountaineers have the number two offense in the country right now, and TCU is the second-best defense of the Big 12. So it's going to be a tough test, I think, for Will Grier and the rest of that WVU offense on the road to go into that environment. I know both teams are coming off a bye week, but everything just seems to be clicking and looking really sharp right now for TCU. And you wonder, you know, if they are able to win that game, are they a legitimate threat to Oklahoma at possibly winning the Big 12 this year? That remains to be seen, but so far they've proven a lot of us wrong.
Matt Fortuna, the All-American on Grant and Danny. Programming note for top of next hour, just to let you guys know, Jim Bowden, the former GM of the Nats, will push him back because we just got word from Max Scherzer, the ace of the Nationals. Everybody's wondering when he'll pitch. He's going to join us on the show in about 10 minutes. So spread the word. Max Scherzer on Grant and Danny. We'll ask him about his availability in this series at 1 o'clock right here on The Fan. Matt, back to college football. Maryland and Ohio State, do you give the Terps any chance?
Well, yeah, now that I know that I'm in a true undercard situation on the show leading into Max Scherzer, I have a tough time seeing Maryland, you know, winning. Well, I don't really see them winning. I mean, Ohio State hasn't looked all that potent offensively so far, but I've been impressed with what Maryland's been able to do. I mean, what Walt Bell, that offensive coordinator, has done with three different quarterbacks so far, with Max Bordenschlager coming in last week and winning on the road at an undefeated Minnesota team. I mean, you have to give that program and that staff and those players a lot of credit. But tomorrow it's just going to be a different challenge. I mean, Ohio State just recruits as well as anyone in the country. Certainly is cut above everyone in the Big Ten in terms of the way they've recruited under Urban Meyer. I have a hard time seeing Maryland hang with these guys, but, you know, they proved me wrong before. I mean, they smoked Texas pretty good in week one, and It seems like nothing's been able to keep them down so far in terms of injuries and so forth.
Matt Fortuna of The Athletic is with us. Knows college football like no one's business. Plays second fiddle and undercard to no man. Matt Fortuna, you're our guy, at least for the next few minutes. Give me this SEC here. This is a weird year. Alabama's obviously so much better than everybody. It's dumb, but Georgia's no slouch here, and we've seen a couple teams jump up. Auburn, I think, is pretty decent. But this is a weird SEC year. Am I crazy about that?
No, it just doesn't look like a very good conference right now. I mean, yeah, Alabama looks like Alabama. Georgia looks really good, as they should. I think a team with that much talent in a division that looks that weak should be doing what Georgia is doing, but you do give them credit, and they just signed the number one, or got a commitment today verbally from the number one quarterback in the nation. That's going to only enhance the excitement in Athens for the foreseeable future. But Auburn's the other one too, that I think at least gives the SEC a chance to redeem itself from a depth standpoint. They get sacked 11 times and lose 14-6 at Clemson in week two, and we're all ready to write them off because we never seen them look that bad offensively. But as we found out in the ensuing month, Clemson's really, really, really good. They haven't really taken a step back from their title team a year ago. And Auburn has looked really good in their three games since, especially offensively, where you have to think, you know, if anyone has a chance of knocking off Alabama in the regular season, it would probably be the Tigers and the Iron Bowl at home at the end of the year. I think there's still a sizable gap between those two programs. But at least creates a little bit of excitement leading into that game, because I just don't really see anyone dethroning Alabama in that league, at least in that division, for the foreseeable future.
Virginia Tech disappointed me in the Clemson game. I thought they were going to handle themselves better. They're still good, though. They got Boston College this weekend. What's the outlook for the rest of their year?
You know, it's funny how we all seem to look at that game. I thought that game was a little bit too hype going in last week with Clemson, Virginia Tech. I don't think any less of the Hokies than I did a week ago at this time. Again, Clemson might be the best team in the country. To hold your own with them with a very, very young offensive team to only lose by two touchdowns, I still think the Hokies have every reason to think that they can win the Coastal and get back to Charlotte for the ACC title game again this year. Boston College is Boston College. They're going to play tough on defense, but it's just a program that's been so woefully overmatched the last 4 or 5 years. And just has never really been able to do anything exciting on the offensive side of the ball. I think that's going to play right into Bud Foster's hands. And as long as Josh Jackson takes care of the football, I think the Hokies come out with a pretty easy win.
Matt, awesome with us as always, buddy. Let's do this again soon, man. Thanks for the time.
Absolutely, guys. Say hi to Max for me.
We absolutely will. The All-American, by the way, cranking out awesome college football content. And Matt Fortuna is a big reason why. Looking forward to catching up with him again soon. As you heard him mention, Max Scherzer scheduled to join us here at the top of the hour. We just got word from him. He's through a couple of the activities he had today. Wants to jump on the air with us for our weekly appointment throughout the postseason. So when Max is ready to chat, we move the schedule around. Scherzer, live on Grant and Danny. Everybody wants to get answers from him. We're the only show that will next right here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.